My name is Fiona Hughes. I'm the artistic director of Three Notched Road, the Virginia Baroque Ensemble. Three Notched Road is in its 10th season. We perform in Stanton, Charlottesville, and Richmond, and we're recording a pandemic time recording. The CD will be called Shining Shore, Songs of Early Virginia. It's our specialty in early American and particularly Virginian music. We'll have Appalachian Mountain Dulcimer, which you've probably seen in an antique store in Virginia somewhere. And it's strummed with frets, kind of similar to other dulcimers. I think the most famous dulcimer would be the hammered dulcimer. This is a little bit different. It's sort of a pear-shaped instrument. To me, it looks a little bit like a mandolin. And then I hear it, and it's like, oh. So it's about the size of a mandolin, but it is a little more like the guitar. And it's fretted like the guitar, and it has steel strings at this time period. Oftentimes, actually, in early America, it would be marked in the score, guitar. But they didn't mean guitar, what we think of as guitar. They meant cittern. So I keep having to remind myself of that. He's playing the American guitar, which is actually the cittern. It's a beautiful instrument. Also, we have a folk harp. Several of us play that. We'll have a cello, of course, a violin, and voices, and also historical clarinet. Now, that may seem like a bit of an outlier. Three Notched Road has actually never performed with historical clarinet. And the reality is there just aren't that many players. But we're very fortunate that Dominic Giardino has moved back to Virginia from living in Holland and studying in Holland. And he's a wonderful clarinet player. And we're excited because this is actually very historically accurate that in early America, the clarinet was really popular. And one of the tunes we're doing actually specifies clarinet in the score. And it's an example of an English piece that was very popular in America. What is the difference between the historical clarinet and the modern clarinet? I certainly hear a difference in the sound. Most earlier instruments aren't quite as loud. It wasn't standardized in terms of what wood to use. There's a lot less metal on the earlier wind instruments in general. It actually comes from the shalimo, which I've only ever heard once in my life. It's very, very rare to find people that play the shalimo, but that was a Baroque era clarinet, sort of. And then the clarinet was taken from that instrument, is my understanding, from France. We'll be finished recording by mid-December. We hope early in 2021, you know, spring. And if you check out our website, www.tnrbaroque.org, then you will find all the information on there.